This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Football fans in Atlanta woke up this morning justifiably sour after last night's Super Bowl game, but some Patriots fans a bit farther south in Florida also woke up to some unwelcome news. The headline, "A Bitter End." It was the newspaper headline from the Boston Globe in Florida. It had a photo of Tom Brady crouched over in defeat. That happened to be an early edition of the Boston Globe, the Dewey Defeats Truman edition, in fact, of the Super Bowl. One of those newspapers ended up in the hands of Bernie Monroe, who's president of the Southwest Florida chapter of the New England Patriots fan club. He joins us on the line now. You saw the paper. Describe it for us.
Well, I thought it was fake news, or I guess today's term would be alternative facts, printed by some disgruntled Falcons fan. I didn't know what to think. I was baffled.
And you were kind of recasting the evening in your head and wondering if you could believe what you were reading?
Well, I had to pinch myself to find out, am I awake or was last night a dream?
It seems like the headline was a bit of a nightmare. We should say it was apparently only the early Florida edition. Those headlines did not appear in the Boston area, and the Boston Globe has not made a comment about this yet. By the way, did he give the score?
It just breaks down to the halftime and says that we answered with a 3-point field goal. So it gives it the appearance that the score at the time was 21-3.
So what are your own plans for your bitter end Boston Globe edition, since that was a headline, a bitter end?
It's not over like, you know, it was at halftime. It's not over till we say it's over. So there's no bitter end. There's only 5 rings in the greatest of all time. I don't think he is intending to end his career anytime soon either.
Bernie Monroe, nice to talk to you. Bernie Monroe, president of the Southwest Florida chapter of the New England Patriots fan club. Thank you.
Thank you so much.